Welcome to today's show on school life in different countries. As we all know, education is not the same everywhere, and there are lots of different ways to learn and teach, and some seem very unusual to us. Today, we are going to look at school life in the Philippines and in Singapore. In the Philippines, school starts at two different times. The first one starts quite early in the morning, between 6 and 7 a.m., and the other one after lunch. One of the teachers tells us that she starts preparing at 4 o'clock in the morning. This system was designed to solve the problem of overcrowding. Teachers frequently have 65 children at once, and sometimes there aren't enough chairs or desks for everyone. In one class, there are grades 1 to 6. Students in group 1 are the smart kids, and those who are not so good are in group 6. During lunch breaks, students enjoy their snacks from home and play hopscotch and other games. In class, they are taught in English and in Tagalog, which is one of the main languages of the country. Then there is the divide between rich and poor. While the rich can send their children to private institutions with air conditioning and computers, rural public schools don't always have electricity, and classes are sometimes held outside or in the stairwell. Now let's look at school life in Singapore. In Singapore, taking tests at a young age is very important. Did you know that the students from Singapore are the smartest in the world? Each student's performance is looked at very closely, and they have to take life-changing tests in primary school. By the age of 12, they are already categorized into higher and lower achieving groups. Pupils usually have lectures in which the teacher speaks most of the time, and the students just listen, and there is not much time for group activities or conversations with your speaking partner. Everyone learns the same. But in the future, the Ministry of Education wants to include the interests of each student and teach in different ways. Students should also learn about many different topics, and not only what they need for good test results. In addition, grades should become less important, and there should be a greater focus on skills needed for the job market. Those were just two examples of what schools look like. Where are you from? And what is school in your country like?